Hello, my friends. Welcome back to The Morning Mindset. I hope you're ready to get your minds aligned with the truth of God. Wherever you are listening in the world, I am thankful that you are here. I am looking at the map right now. We have folks listening in Austria. We have folks listening in Thailand, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and in Bolivia. Thank you so much for listening. This is The Morning Mindset. This is our opportunity to get our minds aligned with the truth of God. And we've been doing that by going through the book of Proverbs. And we are in Proverbs chapter 10. Today, we will be looking at verse number 22. And verse 22 is an interesting verse in the sense that there are two possible translations of this verse. And you might ask, well, how in the world is that possible? Well, it's because when translating from one language to another, in this case, from Hebrew into English, there are a number of possibilities in the translation, sometimes because the word that is used is not a very well understood word, and from the context we try to make out what the meaning is, but it could also be because certain words are used for different things in the original language. And when moving it into a second language, that can cause some confusion. And so we run into one of those verses today. And so what I'm going to do is read both versions of the verse, and we'll talk about them and see which one we think fits better. You see, this is some of what the Holy Spirit's job is in our lives, is to help us be discerning about the scriptures as we read them and help us to understand what the scripture's saying. All right, so let's begin. Proverbs 10, verse 22 says, "The blessing of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it." Okay, now that's one translation. That's the ESV, the English Standard Version, which is what I typically use. Here is the alternate translation that the ESV makes available. It says, "The blessing of the Lord makes rich, and toil adds nothing to it." So as I look at those two, to me, it seems that second version is the one that makes the most sense. Because while it may be true that when the Lord makes someone rich through blessing, there's not much sorrow along with that, I know that that's not the case all the time. And I know, in fact, that sometimes money actually makes things worse. But in this second, it says, "The blessing of the Lord makes a person rich, and toil adds nothing to it." So what it means is hard work really doesn't add anything to the riches, the kinds of blessings that God provides, because it is from God. It is God-sized, it is God-ordained, and it is truly a blessing from Him. Now, when I look at my life, I understand that the blessing of the Lord that makes rich doesn't necessarily need to refer to financial things. It could also mean the riches of a godly family. It could also mean the riches of healthy relationships. It could also mean the riches of a balanced and productive life. It could mean the riches of wisdom. And see, when God pours out His blessing on us for no reason except that He chooses to do so, all of our striving and all of our hard work to gain some kind of blessing or some kind of riches pales by comparison. You see, it's been said, and I heard this a lot growing up in the church where I grew up, you cannot outgive God. And I entirely agree with that. And this is one of those circumstances where that proves to be true. And I believe that's what Solomon is saying. The blessing of the Lord is what makes us rich. And it's not just financial riches. It's riches in the depth of our spiritual walk with Him as well. And our efforts, though needed, and though God says we should exert effort, our effort really adds nothing to it. Because even our effort, even the things that come about from our effort, is from God as well. You see, the blessing of the Lord is what makes one rich. This reminds me of what the book of James says, that every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. And that is basically just telling us that the good things in life that come our way, they come directly from the hand of God. My friends, I hope that you look around your life and just take time to be thankful for the blessing of the Lord you see and to recognize the riches that He has poured out in your life. Lord, thank you so much for your goodness to me and to my family. Thank you for providing abundantly for all that we've ever needed. We pray that you would bless the listeners of The Morning Mindset with your riches of wisdom and insight, your riches of healthy relationships and bodies that function well. We ask, Lord, that you would bless us with wisdom to be able to live as godly representatives of your Son, Jesus. That's our heart's cry, and that's our desire. Help us to walk according to Proverbs 10:22.